Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Nowadays, when we think about commemorative days, there are many that come to mind. Independence Day, Arrow Barrel Day, and Emancipation Day, to name a few. But one can be sure that most people have probably not heard of Militia Day. However, in the early 19th century, it was an important event in many societies, especially those with colonial ties. On this day, May 31st, 1834, the Barbadian reported on that year's successful staging, which occurred in Barbados the day prior. According to the article, for the first time since his appointment as commander of the Royal Regiment of Foot Guards, Colonel Clark carried the corps through a variety of maneuvers and gave them what was described as a pretty good working. The Barbadian suggested that the regiment had long needed such, and quipped that it no doubt rubbed off all their rust and rendered them a most efficient body of men. After the parade was over, the colonel drew the regiment up in close column and praised their conduct and their commitment to militia duty, highlighting that in those times, too many able-bodied men were avoiding the service. He said, quote, "I am aware that militia duty is very irksome to many men, but we should recollect that it is what the male inhabitants of almost every country in the world are obliged to submit to. For without some available military force, society could exist nowhere. No man would be safe in person or property for 1 hour. We unite not only for the protection and defense of the country from external enemies, but to preserve peace and good order at home." Unquote. Colonel Clark then reminded the members of the regiment of their duty to uphold and maintain the laws of the country, and even carry them into execution whenever the civil power was inadequate. He said it was their duty, when called upon, to put down and punish all insubordination, licentiousness, and riot, and in short, every illegal act which tends to interrupt and destroy the peace and security of the community. The colonel further stressed that these were sacred and important duties incumbent upon every man, and they should all be willing to make the little sacrifice of service to maintain security and order. The men of the militia were praised and extended much respect for their commitment to service during celebrations for the annual Militia Day, according to a report published in the Barbadian on this day, May 31st, 1834.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.